Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to episode of Living Light Outdoors. On the mic with you, I want to share some thoughts. You know, we've been studying quite a bit of time, spending a lot of time on God's presence. It just seemed like that was the direction where I wanted to be. But in the process, we've really began to look in and maybe touch on a lot of things about spiritual warfare. Yeah, the fact that and I'm hearing more and more others speaking of these things. I've got several messages put together on this line. So I think I'm going to kind of tag us into that and just maybe move us into an area where we're going to start looking at some spiritual warfare and see what it's really, what it's about, what it entails, and why maybe that we're seeing so much of the battle as followers of Christ right now. Now, I want to start with just a real simple word. Tonight, I want to talk about being aware of our surroundings. You ever heard that phrase, being aware of our surroundings? How much emphasis do you put on that on your life? Are you aware of your surroundings? So when you think of it in that term, what about this question? What is spiritual awareness? Now, broadly speaking, spiritual awareness is the consciousness of spiritual matters. Makes sense, right? Because spiritual awareness is such a vague term, it's really difficult to know whether everyone who speaks of spiritual awareness has the same thing in mind. It is a pretty broad subject. To some, it is a connection to one's own soul, being spiritually aware of your personal matters. To others, it's getting in touch with the divine, maybe getting in touch with God through the stimulation of the pineal gland in the brain, to really focus and think on the things of God. And to others, it's the knowledge of what's happening in the incorporeal, the spiritual realm all around us. There is no doubt that the spiritual realm is real. In Matthew chapter 17, verse 18, it says, Jesus rebuked the demon, and it came out of him, and the boy was healed at once. So even in Jesus' day, while he was here on the earth, it's obvious that the spiritual realm was something that was being dealt with. So it's a real matter. Spiritual awareness can be a good thing or it can be a bad thing, depending on the spirit in question and the motive of the person seeking the awareness. Connection to evil spirits is not beneficial. You need to understand that. Connection to evil spirits is not beneficial. Unfortunately, evil spirits often present themselves as being of light and knowledge. And in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 14, it says, even Satan disguises himself as an angel of light. Physics and psychics and ghost hunters often have a spiritual awareness of what demonic forces are doing. But this is not a good thing, because the demon's goal is to lie and to delude. The enemy that we face is a liar. He's here to kill, steal, and destroy, and he's a thief, and he's a liar. So to think that you have a spiritual awareness of the demonic forces, you're probably being lied to, right? The serpent in the garden tempted Eve with the knowledge of awareness, of things that were beyond her comprehension. When she told the serpent that she and Adam would die if they ate of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, the serpent, being Satan, said to her, you will not surely die, for God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. That's Genesis chapter 3, verse 4 and 5. The serpent promised a type of spiritual awareness that only brought Eve harm. Jesus, of course, had spiritual awareness. Jesus knew all people. He did not need any testimony about mankind, for he knew what was in each person. You see that in John chapter 2, verse 24 through 25. Jesus knew the hypocrisy of those who came to entrap him in Mark 12, 15. He said, should we pay the tax or should we not pay? But knowing their hypocrisy, he asked them, why are you testing me? Bring me a coin, a denarii, to look at. And he had all knowledge of the spiritual forces at work in the world. In Luke 22, 31, Simon Peter, listen. Satan has demanded permission to sift all of you like grain. So he understood the spiritual forces that were at work around them at all times. As an apostle of Jesus, Peter was given the ability to see the spiritual condition of Simon the sorcerer in Samaria. In Acts chapter 8, verse 23, it says, "I see that you are full of bitterness and captive to sin." And Peter had rightly concluded this. All believers should possess a certain amount of spiritual awareness. We've been removed from the kingdom of darkness and placed into the kingdom of light. Colossians chapter 1, verse 13 through 14 says, "For he has rescued us and has drawn us to himself from the dominion of darkness and has transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption because of his sacrifice, resulting in the forgiveness of our sins and the cancellation of sin's penalty, that being death." Our spiritual eyes have been opened to the reality of our sinful condition, the grace of God, and the lies of the enemy. We know the love of God. We experience the comfort of the Holy Spirit. We understand that we are in a spiritual battle, as it states in Ephesians 6:12. "For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, contending only with physical opponents, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly and supernaturally places." And that Satan, we understand that Satan has a plan. 2 Corinthians 2:11 says, "We are not unaware of his schemes." Our spiritual awareness is the result of Christ's redemption. In Christ, we have a whole new perspective. Colossians 3:1 through 3 says, "Since then you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not only earthly things, for you died and your life is now hidden with Christ in God." We know there is more to life than what we can see. There's more to life than what we can hear. And there's more to life than what we can touch. Our existence is not limited to the material realm that we're in. God is spirit, and his worshipers must worship him in spirit and in truth. That's John chapter 4, 24. There is a spiritual reality, and as God's children, we are aware of it. We must be vigilant. We must be aware of our surroundings at all time. Now, I can relate to this personally in my carrying of a weapon, my concealed carry, that I carry a weapon every day in this chaotic world that we live in. You can argue with me if you want to. Doesn't make me no difference. I'm still going to carry my weapon. I'll not live in fear, though. I don't carry a weapon because I live in fear. But I will be vigilant, and I will be aware of my physical surroundings at all times. When Ron and I go into a restaurant, I don't have to sit with my back to a wall facing the door. I don't live in fear. But when we go into an establishment, no matter what it is, whatever building we enter that's in a public setting, I become aware of my surroundings. I take note of things mentally really quickly. I don't have to study it. I don't have to pause. I just simply look around. I don't walk into something blindly. I don't think any of us should do that in these days that we are in. But we are to be aware of what's going on around us. You could be standing at a gas pump and somebody come up and carjack you. You could be standing in a cashier's line and someone snatch your purse. Be aware of our surroundings. It's just that darkness that we live in. We need to be aware of what was going on around us. So spiritual awareness. In my case, I'm talking about a physical awareness. I can relate to this in this physical sense. But in such is the case, why would I not be the same mindset in my spiritual life? Why would I not be vigilant in being spiritually aware of my surroundings? Understanding that darkness is all around us. We live in a fallen world. We live in a sin-filled world, and darkness is around us. There is no way around that. But we are to become aware of our surroundings. Pray that God would quicken your spirit and walk in the power of the Holy Ghost in these dark days in which we live. I believe it's up to us to become aware of our surroundings. God's given us all the tools we need. He's given us everything that we ask for, everything that we need to equate to spiritual warfare. We're going to dig into that a little bit. I've got some other messages prepared. As God allows me to share them, I'm going to share them with you. It may come in kind of like a series over the next few days, but become aware of your spiritual surroundings. Understanding that the darkness that we are in, we're a light. We are to be a light shining in the darkness. Darkness can encroach upon light. Light always dispels darkness, but we have to walk in the light as He is in the light. Amen. I hope that brings a little bit of clarity to where we're going to head with being aware of our surroundings, being aware of our spiritual surroundings as well as our physical surroundings, for not only our safety, but the safety of those around us and the awareness of those around us. And I talk safety physically as well as spiritually. The enemy, Bible says the enemy is like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. He prowls around like a roaring lion. He's not a lion. He's a poser. He's a fake. He's a liar. He's a thief and he's a cheat. But he prowls around like a roaring lion and he roars as loud as he can, trying to scare us out of our surrounding, our protection. Don't let that happen. Be aware of your surroundings. Recognize the enemy. Recognize the battle. Recognize the struggle that we're in. And live your life according to the Word of God. The sword, the very weapon, the only offensive weapon that God has given us is the sword, which is the Word of God. Keep it sharp. Keep it sharp at all times. Study it. Be in line with it. Know how to use the Word of God correctly at any given time. Amen. Being aware of our surroundings is very important in this day that we are in. God bless you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for following along on our podcast. Ron and I love you. We thank you for your financial support. We thank you for your prayers. Please continue to pray with us in this time. And not just us. I know of many that are in the army of the Lord that are fighting some really hardships right now, physically, emotionally, financially, whatever it may be. The battle is raging around us, and we need to lift each other up. That's biblical as well, that we need to pray for those, especially those that are in the faith with us. Please continue to pray with us. We're praying for you tonight. We pray that God blesses you beyond measure. We pray that you have health and that God takes care of you and that God provides for you in whatever ways that you need. He provides for us in the same way. Amen. God bless you. We love you. We'll talk to you again real soon.